I told him, I estimated my mediation fee would be $3,600. Carolyn, you want to pick the whole thing up this time out of your settlement or none?
I'm sorry, say it again, do you want?
My mediation fee, do you want to pay it all or do you want to pay none?
We split, right? You mean?
No, we're not going to, what I did was I told him, I asked the hospital to pay for the mediation.
I can't hear.
They're going to pay the mediation, unless you want to pay it all.
She can't hear you, I'm sorry.
Who's going to pay it?
They are.
I asked the hospital.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Unless you want otherwise.
It's been so long and we were cooperating, you know?
Okay, they're going to do the cut of that walkway. They're going to relocate the parking spot adjacent to a van accessible parking spot.
Good.
I suggested to them that they put a pedestrian walkway signage across the line.
Right.
And signs that say yield, stop for pedestrians in a walkway and stop signs.
Yes.
Okay.
That's good.
They're gonna buy an examination table, the lower table. They're gonna buy it within 3 months or use their best efforts to get one as soon as possible. She said she doesn't know how readily they're available. And one a year for 3 years.
That's better.
Maybe one a year for 2 years, total of three. I'm not sure how they left that.
Mm-hmm.
Not positive. Also, with respect to things that she says are not examination tables, apparently there's a lot of different furniture, mm-hmm. Which she says are not available in the lower. They're going to use the Hoyer lift until new technology becomes available with lower.
Like for the CTE and
yeah,
stuff?
Right.
Yeah,
right. And they'll replace it when technology becomes available as needed.
Hmm.
Okay? And I said to her, as needed is ADA compliant.
Yeah.
Okay?
And so it's needed now. Yeah.
Well, it is,
when it's
but
available.
It's not available.
Right.
You know. Damages for your clients, $5,000 a piece.
Yeah, because it's been a long time and all the embarrassment. You mentioned beds. I meant to be beds. We also, do I have to come through another case in that? Like if I have to stay here, there's no accessible hospital beds really that go down. What are they going to plan on that? In the previous.
They don't have beds that go down for
them. Not enough.
No, wait.
That was one of the things they agreed to. I've got one at home.
We can't load them up now.
Right.
Add that now.
But keep that in mind because that was in the original settlement.
I don't believe they don't have them.
Right.
I don't believe, because I was in a hospital.
I've been on the day-to-day ones.
They had beds that go up, down.
Right. I would ask
you. Let me ask you a question. Well, I'll do that through secondary channels, okay? But you're saying that Obamacare has new regulations coming in too, right?
Yeah.
So what happens
there,
is...
Well, that booklet I gave His Honor has those, what hospitals have to do and medical offices
right.
and stuff.
Right. So what I'll make an effort to have a channel, lines of communication open.
Yeah.
And if Obama things becomes effective on March 1st, I'll show them March 2nd. Look, you better
that
do this.
That was the other thing, Tony, and you may not be done, but remember what you did about Matawan was wonderful. Some follow-through or consequences to make sure they do it? Can we put something like that in?
I didn't talk to them.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No?
No, because we didn't talk about.
And the rest of the parking lot, they're going to put this one spot in, which is wonderful, and the curb cut, which makes excellent sense. And are they going to fix what isn't right about the other parking places? Like, one out of every spot has to have an 8-foot access aisle.
They claim that they are, but what
they claim they're in compliance.
But time out. What I'm going to do is they claim they are, and a couple months from now, I'll come back and write them to not.
How about if we say this? That an audit will be performed on the handicapped spaces
mm-hmm.
that are available to ensure that they comply with numbers wise, space wise, and signage wise.
With the ADA and New Jersey law. I've got a copy of New Jersey one if you want.
And that they'll comply with the requirements of the audit. Who would audit it?
I can do it.
Yeah, but see, they're not going to trust you.
with reason. No.
They can hire someone else, that's fine with me. But
an audit an audit to be performed by an agency of the hospital's choosing.
Who's has training and access to regulations.
If it's someone who knows what they're doing, yeah.
Well, yeah, and you can, and it'll be supplied to you.
Yeah. Actually, you could get a former billing official, for instance, that actually reads the stuff.
Yeah. Not the guy who left.
No.
Right.
God.
Yeah, because when we were trying to park, they had to say they have 10 spaces. Maybe one of them has, it's an access aisle, and you can't drop the van down.
It's supposed to be 10%.
Of parking, of spaces, accessible spaces, but of that, one out of eight has to have that.
Correct.
Access aisle.
Van accessible.
And they don't have that.
You ought to have access aisle, they have the wide access aisle.
Yeah, exactly.
So I like that part, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, let's get Maria back in here.
Now, the cell too, I mean, something they should put, first of all, I think Carolyn's not gonna agree to like a confidential settlement. Okay, because that's not in the public interest, okay? So it should be probably done by consent order, and that gives them more protection.
Yeah.
Mm. Which a lot of employment discrimination lawyers don't have a, they don't realize that, that actually if the judge signs off, it gives them protection. They're thinking of employment discrimination lawyers can use it, that you sexually harass someone in the past. Mm. So it should be by consent order, but that's not necessarily, but it can't be confidential, so they probably might talk about confidentiality. But Carolyn, as a general policy,
as a principal, and I've seen the lawyers discussing, it's not good for the public interest to have these confidential.
And number two, it's actually not good for the defendant, believe it or not, because now we can say other changes would not be readily achievable. We can actually put that, and also to throw them a cookie, we should put in a safe harbor provision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which is if they do, let's say the curb cut incorrectly, I have to give them notice that they did it incorrectly, so I don't sue them again. They have 90 days, 180 days to correct.
Correction.
Why?
Why?
If they've got all the literature how to do
she's
it.
She's going to get mad at me.
An engineer.
Why? Because that's what a good lawyer would do. You do have safe harbor provisions when people make good efforts.
Yeah.
You just,
yeah. In other words, if
you're
off
by a quarter of an inch.
Faith and they're wrong.
If it's good faith, that's one thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if they don't do it, the safe harbor wouldn't provide
right.
for it.
There's no harbor in
correct.
That case.
But that's only right anytime you, I mean, these things, you usually negotiate these things.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lawyers in Florida that will.
Hi, Kamina.
Lawyers in Florida will pray that you're off by half an inch.
Hi, Kamina.
So they can sue you again. And that
Hello?
Brings.
Could someone maybe summarize
Sorry.
For her? You know?
Yeah, we'll talk real quick.
Can you hear me, Kamina?
Put on speakerphone.
Kamina, this is John.
John.
No,
but throw the seat.
It's John. It's going in there, Alch. Okay, we'll try later, Kamina. Yeah, we'll try later, Kamina.
Oh, she can't hear? Okay.
Almost.
Can't hear. No, it's going in and out.
She can't hear.
Sorry.
I want you to come in. Maybe you could talk to Kamina on the outside.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other thing would be is if there's a dispute, we would agree to go back to mediation before running back to court. That's. And then if you can talk to the governor, get more judges in Freehold.
We do. I used to be on the Moth and Vistage Committee, the first one, and there were just a lot more judges then. That was about 10 years ago.
Camden County, you're out by 10:30 on motion on a Friday because there's so many judges. If you're in Bronson County, you might be called 15 times before you get a jury trial. Not so great, all these judges. Inequality in the state, I don't know what it is. Government, political control. I really don't know.
No disparagement.
Of course. In other words, you're not going to tell the press in time they're assholes.
What that means is you got to be very careful in talking about this. Because if you talk about how difficult they were or how unreasonable they were,
mm-hmm.
they've actually settled with you on terms
that
you're accepting.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Right. You know, no, I never do that.
You ever know with the press? Because they might pop and say, I heard you just settled.
See, they would. You're very direct in your speech, okay? You don't pull any punches. You say it in a nice way, but when you're talking to a reporter, they're gonna wanna foment controversy and make it look like it was a fight that you won.
I'm the communications chair for 20 years for the County Human Relations Commission. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, press is not good.
Yep.
I know what I'm saying too.
Right.
You know, but I mean. You make your position known in a nice way and in a forceful way, okay, without being obnoxious.
That's good.
No, that's very effective. That's the way to do it.
Before I forget, there's a law clerk that
says hello to you.
Who's that?
Her name is Anna, and she worked for a federal magistrate and Judge Matheson. Is that?
Mathesius?
Mathesius.
Yeah.
Her name's Anna.
Oh, okay.
She said hello. I talked to her.
Okay.
Are we stepping out of it?
Yeah, I'm going to ask you to step out again.
Yeah, okay.
Do you want this thing for future reference or no?
Yeah.
About tables and stuff? Okay. Throw it in my bag and we'll step out.
Yeah, we'll come back.